2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 16. Day 3. Outline. Roman number 2. Christ has been crucified to become a spiritual rock that follows his people. This following rock is the resurrected Christ as the life-giving Spirit, who is always with the Church to supply his believers with the water of life. Capital A. Trouble among God's people can be caused by the shortage of water, which typifies the Spirit of life. Whenever God's people are short of the Spirit of life, they will have problems. When God's people have an abundance of the Spirit, their problems among themselves and with God are solved. Capital B. Since Christ has been crucified and the Spirit has been given, there is no need for Christ to be crucified again, that is, there is no need to strike the rock again so that the living water may flow. In God's economy, Christ should be crucified only once. Capital C. To receive the living water from the crucified Christ, we need only to take the rod and speak to the rock. Number 1. To take the rod is to identify with Christ in his death and apply the death of Christ to ourselves and our situation. Number 2. To speak to the rock is to speak a direct word to Christ as the smitten rock, asking him to give us the Spirit of life based on the fact that the Spirit has already been given. Number 3. If we apply the death of Christ to ourselves and ask Christ in faith to give us the Spirit, we will receive the living Spirit as the bountiful supply of life. Capital D. Instead of speaking to the rock, Moses was angry with the people, condemned them as rebels, and struck the rock with his rod twice. Number 1. Moses condemned the people as rebels, but Moses was the one who rebelled against God's word. Number 2. Moses did not believe in Jehovah to sanctify him in the sight of the children of Israel. Small a. To sanctify God is to make him holy, that is, to separate him from all the false gods. To fail to sanctify God is to make him common. Small b. In being angry with the people when God was not angry, Moses did not represent God rightly in his holy nature. And in striking the rock twice, he did not keep God's word in his economy. Thus, Moses offended both God's holy nature and his divine economy. Small c. Because of this, even though he was intimate with God and may be considered a companion of God, Moses lost the right to enter the good land. Number 3. In all that we say and do concerning God's people, our attitude must be according to God's holy nature, and our actions must be according to his divine economy. This is to sanctify him. Otherwise, in our words and deeds we will rebel against him and offend him. This is the end of today's outline.